How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, with a dark history tied to the land and the former owner's disturbing past, it seemed her workplace was more than just a building. Maybe it was a portal to something supernatural.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, welcome to the party. If you like ghost stories and you like getting them all year round, then press subscribe wherever you may be listening to this podcast so you don't miss any of our episodes. We put out many of them every single day. If you want to do it ad-free, there's an option for that on Apple Podcasts, a premium channel there. You can even try that for 3 days free. Or you can also check out patreon.com/realghoststories if you want to go there. I've always thought it'd be interesting to call paranormal investigators over and say that, hey, I think I have a portal in my house, and you act real serious about it. You know, I don't know. You probably got to have, there's a portal, and I don't, and then they come in. And then you lead them to the restroom. It smells like sulfur, and it smells like feces in this one bowl, and it swirls. That must mean it's a portal, and it's going down to hell. And just get their reactions.
I don't know what else it could be.
I don't know what else it could possibly be.
It's obviously a portal.
And every day, this black substances come out of my body.
And then I don't know what else to do with it.
I don't know. I put it in the portal.
Well, then they'd be at my house and it'd be like, and then that one night the portal started gurgling.
I'm surprised there's not been like a cult yet that has convinced its followers that when they defecate, that it's not like evil demons leaving their body and it's going through the portal.
Oh my God, you know.
Back to hell.
Yeah. I'm sure.
You could eat.
There's a cult for everything.
Like
really.
If you started teaching that shit in Sunday school, you'd have little children actually believing that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you kept it like up through a long time, they would like go into adulthood going, no, that's what that is. Because you just ingrained that insane idea into someone's mind.
Yeah. It's so funny. There seems to be a cult kind of surrounding everything. And the fact that you can get these people to believe it, and I know it happens slowly over time. It's basically like grooming. Yeah. But it's just so weird to me.
You want to watch a really interesting documentary out right now about a cult.
I love those.
It's a good one. It's the one that is on Hulu right now about Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand.
Oh my God. I just saw an ad for that. And I was like, I've got to watch that.
It's called Devil in the Family, The Fall of Ruby Frankie. It is on Hulu. This is not an advertisement. I just watched it and it's a very good look into how susceptible people can be into believing cult-like thinking. It certainly helps if your religion already kind of has you teed up there to be like, oh, well, this, I guess, could be possible if you're very influenceable, which these folks did have going on as members of the LDS faith. But then it goes into like, border. I mean, then it jumps off the ledge. I'm not saying LDS is saying this is a good idea at all, but they were LDS. I feel like they kind of got up to the ledge of like, yes, you know, you can speak directly to God. You can hear directly, but that has to be just for you and not anybody else. But, you know, people like to be more than themselves and they want to break the rules quite often. And if they can start saying that, hey, I got this message from these other people and they're possessed and all this other fun stuff, and they can be prophets. That's where this all breaks off into its own kind of cult-like thing.
Which is
similar to the Daybells in a lot of ways. But what's fascinating about it is the husband, because this is coming from his perspective on it. His wife, Ruby, really is the one that kind of went off and joined the cult. And he willingly, to her instructions, abandoned his family and said, because she said, I don't think you should be around the kids anymore. I'm going to go take them over here and live with this woman. And there's a lot more context to this. And he's like, okay, well, if I want to save my marriage, then I guess I shouldn't speak to my children and I can't speak to my wife. And I'm just going to live by whatever she says I need to do. The influence, the power of suggestion, that's what it's all about. That's what I'm getting back to here on the cult-like thing. It is so creepy and interesting at the same time. Devil in the Family, it's on Hulu.
I got to watch that.
It's.
I find it interesting that the Mormon church has so many offshoots of it that have turned into these basic cult type of things.
Well, and they're offshoots, but they're not. The second you do that, you're not part of the church.
Right.
But the thing is, they tee them up to it.
Exactly.
I just did a whole piece on it. I did 3 hours on it this morning. Talking about Lori and Chad Daybell for the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi. The belief system over there, it shares a lot of tenets of Christianity, but there is a belief that you can direct. I mean, I guess other Christianity versions believe it too, but they believe that you can have these like one-on-one, like divine conversations. But if he tells you anything, if God tells you anything, that about other people or to influence something other than your own life, then that you can't follow because that's God won't do that. He's only going to tell you what you things about you. Mm-hmm. But if then you start believing that this shit is happening and then you start believing that he's telling you more and that he's the one that's telling you, you got to go share this stuff. Not in your church is saying it, but he's God. So he must have more power than God. Then you get these offshoots because then you got these people who are walked up to the line of believing they could have these things happen. And then they say, oh shit, well, I know more than the church. And then they start their own church because now they're a prophet and they're the ones that are getting this information. And LDS also believes that there are modern day prophets, that it didn't just stop with the Bible.
Yes.
So it shows that, oh yes, this is a possibility. And then you get someone who's a little bit narcissistic or a little bit grandiose, and they go, why couldn't that be me? And ta-da, you have all of these fucked up offshoots where it basically gives these creepy people carte blanche to abuse and rape and assault and get whatever they want from a willing community of people that they end up birthing new people into. It's spooky ass shit.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your little synopsis on that. If you want to hear more about it, the piece that I am putting together over on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, you can search for that on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts, is breaking down the beliefs of Chad and Lori Vallow Daybell. And there's four parts to it.
Interesting.
It's a four-part piece. So you can listen to it on podcast, or it's also on the our YouTube channel over there. If you want to check that out, we do everything on camera now. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube. Anyway, let's go to our ghost story of, just utter creepiness. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. All right, let's hear it.
Hi, guys. I figured I'd call in with an experience that I had, and that some other people experienced it with me. Weirdest thing, I've just tried to call twice to leave this message, and it has hung up on me twice. I have full service. I don't know what's going on. Probably not related at all, just a little creepy because it's dark and I'm driving home from work. Anyway, I work in the medical field, and at the time I was working in the medical field. It was a little private-owned office, and the office was located in a building or home that was built in the 40s. And I would clean every actual office every 2 weeks. And again, I worked there, but I also got paid for cleaning it. And I would go on Sundays, and I just started cleaning it, and just things like emptying the trash and just cleaning the rooms, wiping down the counters, simple things like that. And I have to say that sometimes when I was working, my one coworker would be with me, and she'd run out to go get lunch, and I'd be stuck in that office all by myself, and it'd be broad daylight. You just get this eerie feeling, and it was a small office, and if you went towards the back, it was like cold, and so it was your typical like eerie thing. So on this particular day, it was in November, I went on a Sunday, and it was probably maybe the eighth time I've cleaned this place. So at that point, so I go in and I did what I always did. I opened up all the blinds, and this building was all by itself. It was up a driveway. There was no other buildings around. So I'd open up these blinds, and I'd turn on the lights, even though it was daylight out, I'd turn on the lights. And I would, and I put the radio on that would play throughout the actual office, which was a very small office, and just have that going as I, vacuumed and empty the trash and things like that. So on this particular day, it felt heavy in there. Okay. Nothing specific happened. I wasn't trying to scare myself. It just felt heavy, like that feeling that you're being watched. So it was towards the end of me cleaning, and I made it up to the front desk there, and I had one of those big 30-gallon black trash bags in my hands, and I was just going around collecting the trash and just trash cans and dumping them in there. And this sounds, I know I sound stupid, right? And when I hear people say this, I'm like, why didn't they just run out, run? But until you're in this position, like, it's weird because it happens so fast. Anyhow. So I'm standing there with this big 30-gallon trash bag that's almost completely full, going to get ready to empty the last trash can of the entire office. And I feel a very strong presence. Literally, it's fear that came over me, behind me. And it was something was behind me. And do I know what? No, I wasn't. My instinct, humanly instinct, was telling me there is something behind me. And I was terrified to turn around, and the only way out was through that doorway that I would have to turn around. And then I kind of looked for a logical reason. I'm like, oh, Jessica, you're just alone, and shook it off. And when I say this, so where I was standing and holding this trash bag, I'm about maybe 3 to 3.5 feet away from a copy machine, the only copy machine we had in the office. We had a fax machine and a copy machine. And yes, kids, this is back in the day when it was just a copy machine. It wasn't a fax machine. If they even use fax machines anymore or know what they are. With this type of copy machine, it was an energy saver kind. So you had to, in order to turn it on, you would either, one, have to physically walk up to it, lift the top lid of it so that when you lift that up, that's where your screen was, that you could put your paper on and then close it and then copy it. Or you had to physically press the off and on button on it. That were the only two ways that this thing was going to come on. That's why it's an energy saver, okay, because it turned off after a while by itself, and then you had to activate it to come back on. I'm standing there, and it's broad daylight. It's a Sunday afternoon, and this copy machine comes on absolutely 100% by itself. And it not only comes on by itself, and again, this is not a fax machine. It cannot fax. It can't receive. It cannot. It does not even have that ability. It then prints out a blank piece of paper. Hand to God. I'm not lying here. Swear to God, I watched it happen with my own eyes. Me being so stunned, my legs felt like jello, number one. But I literally said in my head, it had to be a mouse, right? It had to be a mouse that ran over like the extension cord and did that and made it flick, come back on. And then another fear came into my mind. Because I bent down to look to make sure, you know, like, oh yeah, was there a mouse down there underneath the cabinet? Not only was there not a mouse, but the extension cord that it was plugged into, the radio was plugged into the exact same extension cord. That was like one of those long ones that had multiple plugs in it that you could plug multiple things in. That radio did not skip a beat. It didn't turn off. It didn't turn on. It didn't skip the radio. The lights, like the electricity didn't flicker. The lights did not flick on or off. I have never left a place so quick in my entire life. I said out loud, I can't take this. And my voice was shaking. I left the trash bag right there by the front desk. I walked over to the radio. I left the vacuum in the middle of the waiting room, still plugged in. I, you know, got out of the office and I stood outside by my car, which is a couple feet, and immediately called my coworker that always worked in that office with me Monday through Friday. And I didn't want to immediately go, oh my gosh, this is what happened. I called her and she had me on speakerphone for whatever reason. And I'm friends with them and he knows me. And he goes, I guess because I said her name, you know, can you talk for a minute? And he said to me, are you okay? You sound like you're really scared. Is everything okay? And I said, you guys, you're going to think I'm crazy. And I told him what happened. And luckily my coworker was like, no, you're not crazy. She said, well, I've been there multiple times and I felt like I've been watched too when I was by myself. And that made me feel better. Needless to say, I never went over clean that office by myself ever again. I either took one of my daughters or I had one of my coworkers come with me. Like I never did that again. But what I wanted to say was there was an old, because we used to work in urology, so we had a Viagra clock that was given to us by one of the reps, and it was a very cheap just clock that you put a battery in and whatever. So since we moved into that office, we had it hanging up above or behind, the patients couldn't see it, but behind our desk were, so we could tell what time it was. That thing, that clock, was only right the whole 4 years we were there, the time that we would put a brand new battery in and set it for that day. And then we come back and either stopped working completely or it was completely wrong the time. Hand to God, every single time. So then we had to leave there, that office, because they were going to tear it down and such. And we found a new office that was probably like maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes away from the old office. We brought that clock with us. We did not change that battery. We hung that clock back up, same kind of thing, at the new office, back where we sat so we could see, set the time. That clock was not 1 minute off from that day on. Not one. And all of my coworkers, including the owner, all chimed in about it. And all of us agreed. All of them said, that is eerie. So I don't know. The only thing I know about that land, that where that building was that it was owned by a very rich family. The son had owned it. He did not do very nice things. He was caught kind of messing with people that were underage, and he's no longer with us. But where our office was the servant's quarter. So that's all I can say about that. I don't have any more news about that, but I figured you guys would like that. Just keep your eyes open because things are happening all the time. But thanks for listening to me, and I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks again. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that. Quite a story.
Awesome. I know, and yeah. I get that feeling she was talking about at the beginning, about feeling watched, and it's so intense that you just want to leave.
Yeah.
And I have felt that before, so I get that. But the weird thing on top of that was that copier machine, because you know those office kind of copy machines? Like, we used to have one at the last radio station I worked at.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, you would have to go in and wait for it to warm up. Now, this wasn't in the last century. This was like recently.
Yeah.
Once it goes into that sleep mode,
yeah,
it takes a minute.
Yep.
Like, I think that would freak me out if I was the only one in there and the copy machine just woke itself up and shot out a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, what the hell?
Well, was
it like how she tried to come up with some other options, like maybe it was a mouse.
I got one. What if it was one of those fax copying machines where faxes come out of it too?
Well, I think she said that it didn't have the fax option.
Okay, then I missed that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought she said something about that because it could have the fax option.
Mm-hmm.
And that would wake it up. But then it was a blank sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, someone could have put in the facts the wrong way. I remember back in the day, I would always have to ask people, is it face down or face up on the faxes? I never can remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's face down. The faxes are face up.
Yeah, but and it seems like it should be face down.
Because that's what it is on a copy machine. Yeah, I agree.
Faxes these days.
Well, exactly. Except for the U.S. government.
Yes.
Where it's like, we communicate via fax.
Well, because my friend is going through that right now. You and I were just talking about her, and she lost her husband, and it's been this horrific, sad time.
Yeah.
And so she's trying to get survivor benefits for her daughter, and
sure,
and they were like, don't fax us the information because we're 40 days behind on faxes. And I said to her, I'm like, how do you fax? Like, I don't even know how I would fax. Where do you go to send a fax?
Well, here's how you do it now. It's all online. It's even stupider because there's literally services where it's you are faxing basically to another computer. So if it's a physical document, you'd scan it in. Or you can just send your document that you've created on your computer, and then you can fax it through one of these services, like eFax or something. I used to use them in business, like, I don't know, 10 years ago when people still kind of did faxing, but even then it was old. And then it sends it to their fax number, and their fax number is either a fax machine or, more likely these days, probably just a app on your computer or your phone. And then it'll show you, you'll get the document that was faxed over to you. Why or how this is better than email or one of the other thousands of ways we can transfer information and documents is beyond me. And it just seems completely archaic.
Wow.
And yeah, it really is. I can't imagine a lot of people are actually still using this, but yeah, I mean, I guess you can't, you could, you could hack a fax now. In the past, I don't know, maybe it'll be harder to get at. But today, using this, you're basically doing glorified emails. Mm-hmm. And then it's just regenerated somewhere else. And then, you know, fax machines. If you went into, like, Office Max, do they sell fax machines still? Do they still make fax machines? Imagine somebody does.
fax machine buy one. Let's see what it says. Oh, there are. Yep, you can still buy one.
I mean, what a wasted paper.
Fax machine. Oh, it's $39.98 for that one.
Yeah. Remember the amount of wasted paper on fax machines? Because fax machines were like the original things to get spammed.
Mm-hmm.
Because people would find your number, and then if it was a business or something, then they'd just start faxing you, you know, basically sales sheets and what they want to try and sell you. And it would just, and you couldn't reject it. It just came in. If your fax machine went on, all of a sudden, oh, here comes a fax. And there it is. And there was no rules to it of, you know, like you can't, like, unsolicitedly fax the things. It was just, yeah.
Yeah, you can't stop it.
You could, then if you, the worst was coming into the radio station doing a morning show and you're hoping, because show prep, like the notes and stuff that we talk on, a lot of times that stuff would come through fax before the internet. And if your fax machine got like spammed the night before, it would like run out of paper sometimes, and then you got to sit there, get the paper back in, and then try and get it to print up the things that it missed. And sometimes it doesn't get it all. It's just missing in the ether. And then you have a stack of ads over there. That's how it was back in our day, motherfucker.
Back in our days.
That's how it worked. 15 years ago, 10, 15 years
ago. That place sound haunted. Yeah. I don't, you know, but then when you're there on a day-to-day basis, you don't feel it. You're not there all by yourself.
Yeah.
But she's there all by herself and she's cleaning it. I get that.
That's going to make it a lot creepier in that sort of a setting.
Oh, God, yeah.
Without a doubt. Thank you for sharing that story. If you want to share yours, our number's 855-853-4802. Or you can jump onto them internet machines at realghoststoriesonline.com and write your story in there. We'd love to hear it. You want to listen ad-free? You can do that on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Either way, do press subscribe. And thanks for listening. I'm Carol, I'm Tony Bruschi.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.